Hi, hello, this is Thelma Igozie-Wunze, and welcome to my podcast. So today, this is the 20th of May, 2018, and so I did mention in my introduction that my podcast is going to start with devotion, and so today's, this is my daily devotion actually. It's closer to God each day, 365 devotion for every day living like Joyce Meyer. And so, so we're just going to start, and I'm actually looking for the page for the May 20th. Today's Sunday. It's Sunday, the 20th of May. I hope you all went to church, and if you didn't, that's good. That's okay. Not saying it's good, but I also hope you had a great Sunday, and So we're going to get into it. Today's topic is You Are Not a Failure. And it actually starts with a Bible passage, which is Colossians 2 verse 15, which says, God disarmed the principalities and powers that are arranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in Him and in it, the cross. So I'm going to start reading. People who have been abused, rejected, or abandoned usually lack confidence. Such individuals are shame-based and guilt-ridden and have a very poor self-image. The devil knows that and begins his assault on personal confidence whenever and wherever he can find an opening. His goal is to make people believe they are failures. The devil knows that an individual without confidence will never step out to do the things that they truly want to do. He does not want you to fulfill God's plan for your life if he can make you believe that you are incapable, then you won't even try to accomplish anything worthwhile. Even if you do make an effort, your fear of failure will seal your defeat, which, because of a lack of confidence, you probably expected from the beginning. This is often what is referred to as failure syndrome. People fail because of wrong beliefs, and they continue to have wrong beliefs because they fail. It is hard to know which came first, but they find themselves in the trap they cannot seem to get out. Jesus defeated Satan and triumphed over him in the cross, and his victory is our victory. You can defeat the failure syndrome because you are more than a conqueror to Christ. And so, the scripture is Romans 8, verse 37. I am actually now opening my Bible to Romans 8, verse 27. And if you do have a Bible next to you, you can just, follow along with me. I am finding it difficult to find Romans. And so, I guess the fear of failing is one thing that as individuals we all struggle with. And it's very common, and it's very, it's hard to fight over, because even before you failed, you assume you're going to fail, like you don't even try. And then when you fail, people find it difficult to, overcome failure and realize that in life we all have to fail. But if there's one thing I've learned, is that the real failure is when you don't overcome failure. We all have to fail. There's so many stories. Example would be Oprah. Oprah had to get fired from her job to go forth to accomplish everything she had for in her life. And so that is one thing that we have to learn. And so, it's Romans 8 verse 37. If you do have your Bible, you can read along with me. And it says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. I know you might say, as a Christian, we serve a living God. How is it that we fail? There's certain things in life, or certain experiences, or certain things we have to learn through failure. There's so many people in life that wouldn't be where they are today if they didn't fail. The real failure is not overcoming that failure and moving forward. And it's hard. I understand it's hard. But the way to overcome is you have to have purpose and passion for what you want to accomplish. You have to realize that my life is nothing unless I accomplish that. And you have to have grace and the love of God and strength and discipline. It's hard. It's easier said than done. I do understand. But you have to live each day taking each step. You have to live each day taking a step forward to this. It might just be reading a book. It might just be praying little prayers, which you think it isn't happening, but it is. My mom always gave me an example, which would be a glass. We have a full glass. And every day, if I drop a drop of water in a glass, like a really tiny drop of water in a glass, in a couple of days it might seem like nothing is happening, but if you continue, if you're persistent, if you continue, in a couple of months, in a couple of weeks, you're gonna see that glass will be up full, and then you can drink. And that is how I think prayer works. We have to continue putting in the water into the glass, and things are gonna happen. So it's easier said than done, like I said before, but these are things we can accomplish just by being persistent, understanding that I can do this. The real failure is if I accept my defeat and stay. But the success is moving forward. Actually, I learned today that success is not having everything in the world. It's not having the most money. It's not having all the cars, but it's accomplishing God's purpose for your life. If God has called you in life to be a lawyer, and you accomplish that's your purpose. If God has called you to touch the lives of certain people, and you accomplish that, you are successful. And God's purpose for your life just can't be accomplished in one day. It doesn't just end. It continues like a snowball effect. It leads to another thing. And so, I just want you to leave here with one thing. Failure is not where you fail. Failure is accepting you failed. So you have to keep on trying. You have to be persistent. You have to take each day with little steps. Don't just think, oh, I failed, it's over. No, if you fail the particular class, you take it again. You realize, what mistakes did I make? Was it missing classes? Was it not doing my assignment? Was it not studying? And you try to change that. It's hard, I understand, but this is where God comes in. This is where you ask God for help. You ask God, guide me. Holy Spirit, direct me on what to do. You get what I'm saying? You ask God to Holy Spirit direct me on what I'm doing wrong and make me do the right thing. You ask God for wisdom. Wisdom is doing the right thing at the right time, in the right place, according to God's direction. And so we ask for God's wisdom. I ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us. God has called the Holy Spirit as our helper to help us. And in times like this, you call the Holy Spirit, you ask for His guidance, and He will guide you. And so just take things step by step. It will happen. Just accomplish things step by step. Don't try to rush into it. I remember when I was trying to, which I'm still trying to do, lose weight. I'm a thick girl. When I was trying to lose a little bit of weight, my friend's husband, who's an athlete in my school, gave me this advice. He said, don't go to the gym and try to do everything at once. Don't go to the gym and try to do everything at once. He said, take your time. Because if you take your time, it will last longer. Or like trying to do everything at once. You get what I'm saying? You go farther when you take your time. It sticks more when you take your time. And so, yeah, it's a process. And I understand that. And even while taking your time, even while taking step by steps, you might fail. You know, I don't do my devotion every day. But like, I don't do my devotion every morning. But whenever I remember to do it, I try to do it. I'm taking step by steps. It doesn't mean that I've accepted that. Oh, I don't keep on trying to postpone things. You have to be disciplined. You have to look at, I have to do this no matter what. And so, yeah, God is going to see us through. And please, if you listen to this podcast and you have any question, it doesn't even have to be about the Bible. It doesn't have to be about, you know, church thing or Christ thing related. Just ask me any question. I will talk about it by tomorrow, which is, I'm going to actually find a schedule because I can't do this every day. So I'm probably going to do it 3 times a week. But I have to do it every day to emotion. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud. So I guess I will do it every day. It does depend. I'll get back to you the next episode. But if you do have a question, please ask me. Go talk about anything. The next episode, I'm going to read the devotion. Then we're going to talk on a random topic. And maybe if there's something God has place into my heart to talk about that doesn't have to even do with the Bible. You know, we are going to talk about it. I feel like as a Christian, in one way or the other, everything leads to God, but we have to look for common grounds for everyone. And so, yeah, this is fun and scary for me. So hopefully, this is out there touching someone and helping someone. I know that okay, you're not a failure. You can do it. Just be persistent. If you fall, then you stand up. And it's going to take you a while to stand up. Take your time. But just know that you're going to get there. And so have a great day. And just, you know, go out and carpe diem. I think that's how they say it. Well, bye. This is Nkulita, my music. And I hope you have a great day.